ABC Radio Australia.
What a sad day for Samoa. That's what Samoa's opposition leader and, of course, the former Prime Minister Tuilaepa Sailele Maliilengaoi said of yesterday's opening session of Parliament. His Human Rights Protection Party was blocked from entering the Parliament by the new governing Fa'atuatua Ile Atua Samoa Uatasi Party for their failure to acknowledge that FAST won the national election. A dramatic start for a new government led by the country's first female Prime Minister, Fiamme Naomi Mataafa, where the long-awaited budget was tabled. Joining me to chat about yesterday's drama is Massey University political scientist Dr. Christina Lalai-Tulsa. Ta'alofa lava.
Ta'alofa lava, Talia. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Okay, I'm just going to level with you. What happened to the quiet, relatively drama-free days of Samoan politics? Is this what we can expect for the next 5 years?
I think it's fair to say that it has been a bit boring in the last, few weeks, but, we're starting to see the drama come out right now. But look, in all seriousness, yesterday was no doubt an emotionally charged day. Mm-hmm. There were mixed emotions, and you might say that it was a bittersweet day, as, we had the first parliament sitting, and four the FAST party members, while the HRPP members were outside. Now, this was a clear indication that both sides were not able to come to a consensus, given what was offered prior to the funeral yesterday, and what led up to yesterday. Because I don't know how much it is known, but the members of the HRPP were given the opportunities to be sworn in as members of parliament, but by the Speaker of the House and not the head of state. But in both occasions, they refused that. So yesterday, for them turning up, was a tactic for them to turn up, even though they knew that they weren't supposed to turn up, given that the Speaker of the House had alerted them. But I guess they were hoping that they would, get some kind of recognition, mm-hmm. But mostly so that the international world is forced to think, whether Fiamme and FAST did the right thing yesterday.
And that's what I find really interesting about this, because in terms of opinion polls, people are saying that Fiamme and the FAST party should have taken the higher ground. But, when it comes to politics, what we saw yesterday was very reminiscent of what we saw back on May 24, when the FAST party were, blocked from entering the parliament. Is there any winner, and how do the two parties move forward if it doesn't seem that they can come to agreement or they can even come into the same room?
Yeah. So, like I mentioned, that the FAST party and the Speaker of the House has offered Tuilaepa and the members of his party the opportunity to come in, be sworn by the Speaker of the House, and then conduct their work as members of Parliament in Samoa's 17th Parliament. However, on both occasions, they were turned down. Now, at the moment, as we've seen in the last few weeks, Tuilaepa and the HRPP party are very clear that they are not willing to take the matter to court, because they do have the right to take this to court. But they are very clear that they're not taking them to court because they don't have confidence and faith in Samoa's judiciary. So they won't go to court, and they're not wanting to be sworn in. So it leaves not only themselves, but it leaves their constituencies in limbo as well. And when we talk about constituencies, there are now 18 of those constituencies that will have no voices in parliament because of their refusal to, one, accept the new government, two, accept to be sworn in by the Speaker of the House, or three, not being able to take the matter to court.
And what about the people of Samoa? What are they thinking about this? Because, as we've said multiple times on this program, normally what happened on election day, back on April 9, people just expect to go to the polls, they put their vote in, and then they really don't have to worry that much because, Samoa was always kind of seen as the bastion of democracy in the Pacific. What are people in Samoa reacting to this, continual political drama that continues to unfold with resolutions that don't look like they're on the horizon at any time soon?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of a frustration at the moment in Samoa, and particularly from the 18 constituencies whose voices aren't, now won't be heard in Parliament for any time soon, unless this has been sorted out. But there has been a great push for the by the FAST Party and Fiona Mee as the Prime Minister to move forward. And it was very clear yesterday in her speech in Parliament that, you know, they can't and they won't wait for HRPP members to make up their minds in terms of what they need to do, because government has priorities and obligations to the nation and that they need to progress. So it's the ship has sailed for the FAST Party, and a number of, you know, there's been a good backing behind her, you know, making the move forward. But there's still that reluctant from HRPP members to move forward and to accept what's been given to them. And so, like I said, yesterday's situation when they were outside, it was not surprising at all, because I think it was a great political tactic from them for the international media and the international world to look into Samoa and say, oh, look, you know, the HRPP are now the victim of this, when, you know, the HRPP supporters and constituencies were certainly the pawns in the political game yesterday, as we saw. Mm-hmm. And of course, HRPP and Te Leepa did play the victim game yesterday, when they know very, very well, with a number of veterans in their party and Te Leepa as well, they understand the constitution and the standing orders, but still they came knowing very well that they would be outside, and that's what they wanted the media, especially outside media, to see.
Going to show you don't have to be inside the parliament to be playing politics, and that's true of, you know, countries all around the world. Now, despite the HRPP not being allowed into the parliament, the FAST Party tabled their first budget, the long-awaited budget that was obviously held off during all the election drama. And there was a focus on social services, including free internet for some schools, an increase in pension wages, and reduced water and electricity charges. What did you make of the, you know, the first budget that the FAST Party tabled?
Yep, so absolutely. So the budget yesterday was, you know, it was entitled Recovery, Building Resilience and Shared Prosperity for All the People of Samoa. And we saw that there was a huge, significant, it was significant focus on well-being, on, as you mentioned, on, you know, physical, mental, emotional well-being. And that was indicated through the budget, in, for example, in terms of $500,000 on scholarships for students to attend the National University of Samoa. There was an allocation of funds towards a disability allowance, which has never been done before, funds towards the elimination of domestic violence and violence against women and children. Again, it wasn't done before. Funding for youth and women empowerment. So I guess previously we saw in the previous governments where they had a heavy investment in infrastructure, you know, buildings, wharves, airports, as you well know. But yesterday's budget was all about the Samoan people and their well-being. It was all about education, health and security, and so there's a huge investment on the people, and I think when we see that these are the areas that have been prioritized by this government, we know we're going in the right direction, because those were the areas that they promised leading up to the election and post elections. So they are walking the talk at the moment, so we'll just have to wait and see, you know, what's next.
And in terms of strategy, obviously the FAST Party, you know, a new government, it's the first time they have been in government, or there's been a new government in like 40 years because of the HRPP rule for so long. Obviously, when it comes to strategies with budget, they're not going to come in and start, you know, swiping money out of places and taking money away. Do you think strategically it was a smart budget in terms of, you know, not only, you know, following through on their election promises, but also getting Samoa like on board with them as a government and as a party?
Yep, absolutely. It was a very smart budget. But it, not only was it for that reason, but, you know, they came in as a new government, as you mentioned, knowing where the priorities are. So whereas the previous government left off at investment in ports and wharves and things that had no relevance to Samoan people, you know, they knew what they came in and they knew what to do. And of course, you know, the budget wasn't only prepared by the Minister of Finance and the new government and the new cabinet. It has been a budget that has been prepared with the Ministry of Finance, with the advice from the Ministry of Finance. So you know, there's been clear indication of where the money will go and ways to move forward. So as you mentioned, they're not taking money from here and there. They have strategically planned this budget out, and there are obvious things that have been left out in the budget, which we'll probably be able to see in the next few years, given the 5-year term that they had.
Mm. And finally, Dr. Christina Lalai-Tulsa, I often ask you to get your crystal ball out and predict what's going to happen next. I think that that's going to be too hard for anyone. So instead, I'm just going to ask, what are you keeping your eye on? What do you think will be the next interesting pivot move? Like, what are you watching out for?
I guess what the priority for me right now is looking is just observing what the Speaker of the House will determine in terms of the next steps for the 18 members that are in limbo at the moment. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see whether the Speaker will be able to turn around and say, and offer one more opportunity for them to be sworn in as members of Parliament, or will he say, okay, you know, we've given you enough opportunities, it's time for you all to go back to by-elections. And perhaps that might be the best way forward. So for the 18 constituencies that weren't sworn in. For the 7 constituencies whose members were deemed to have conducted illegal practices during the elections, they will surely go to by-elections very, very soon. In terms of moving forward, yesterday's budget is a clear indication that Fia Mei and her party are very, very much moving forward. And we just have to wait for Tula Ipa and the HRPP members to jump on that ship for them to go forward together.
Mm, indeed. Well, Dr. Christina Lalai-Tulsa, thank you as always for coming in and explaining what's going on in a very easy to understand way. It's obviously a lot to make sense of, and you do it so well. So thank you so much for joining us on Pacific Beat today.
Thank you very much, Talia.